Our first reading and our gospel have to do with issues surrounding prayer. And if you'll bear with me a little bit, my thoughts kind of settled on just a few things, perhaps somewhat disconnected, that nevertheless kind of grew out of my heart as I was listening to the words of the scripture. The first has to do with our first reading today. And we have, in that experience of this reading, something that I think feels a little funny to us, but nevertheless I think is kind of a little bit of an overwhelming thing when we stop to think about it. We have this dialogue between Abraham and God with regards to Sodom. And we know in the end that despite everything that Abraham brings, that nevertheless Sodom will find itself in a place of destruction. But what we have is this sort of funny exchange between Abraham and God, almost as if they are in a marketplace in the Middle East. They're just kind of going back and forth. Abraham says, well, if you find this many people, would you do it? And the Lord says, all right. If I find this many people, I will not act. Well, don't judge me. I don't want to push too hard. I know you're God and I'm just a man, but if we just do 45, would that be okay? And there's this kind of gaming that's going on back and forth. And yet there's something I think that sits on my heart that I think is important for us to hear. I think in our prayer, we are called to be bold with the Lord. The Lord tells us to ask. And He invites us into a relationship with Him in which we push. And we hear in that first reading that as omnipotent as our God is, nevertheless, His love for us is such that He allows Himself to kind of bear around whatever it is that we are bringing to Him. And so we're called to be bold, but we're also called to be humble. And so as Abraham comes before the Lord over and over again, far be it from me, I'm just this simple creature. But then he asks. And I think our prayer involves those two things, right? It calls us to put it right out there before God, but it also calls us to never forget who we are in relationship with God. We are called to humility, to recognize who God is, but God invites us into a relationship in which we can kind of put what it is that we need before the Lord, to say it. I think we actually have a problem with that. I can say that, actually, in my experience as a priest and listening to people over and over again, and also in my own experience, the temptation to feel like this is not something I can say to the Lord. And yet, I think the message of our readings is to say to us very clearly, no, you need to say it. To say what's on your heart. To say what it is that rests with us. To lay that before the Lord, humbly. Oh Lord, I know you're Lord, and I am not. But at the same time to say, well, 40? And to put that before our God. In our gospel reading today, we hear Luke's version of the Our Father, but it begins with one of the disciples coming up who have been following him, who are schooled in the Jewish tradition of the praying of the Psalms and everything else that goes with that in their experience of the tradition. And yet one of them comes before the Lord and says, Lord, teach us to pray. And I think that's important for us to hear too, because I think many of us struggle with how do we pray. I was a vocation director for 7.5 years, and I listened to a lot of young men who were offering their lives in many ways, who were trying to listen to what God called them to, but who nevertheless said to me, I don't think I know how to pray. And I think that's another thing that we need to acknowledge and wrestle with, that oftentimes we don't know how to pray as we ought. St. Paul says we don't know how to pray as we ought. And I think we need the experience of community and need the experience of others to help us walk that journey of how it is that we pray. Because prayer in many ways is something that's very simple, but it's something I think a lot of us struggle with. And I think the pathway to our commitment to prayer is something that we find in the gift of people that are around us that oftentimes we are afraid to acknowledge. We need to pray as a Christian people. I say this many times. Prayer is a non-negotiable in the Christian life. We are called to prayer every single day before our God. And yet so many of us wrestle with how it is that we do that. The one thing I'd say in many ways is just speak, listen. But sometimes we need another person to walk with us in the experience of prayer and to help us to listen and to speak. The last thing I want to say about our readings is in our gospel, Jesus goes on after he gives us the Our Father. He tells us that if we ask and we seek and we knock, that that will be given to us. But he also begins the Our Father with the petition of thy kingdom come. And I think we often know, I know many of us find ourselves in a place where we're praying for something over and over again for a long time. And yet we don't experience the answer to that in the ways that we wish. But we're also called to be open to the will of God in our lives. And I don't mean that just in the sense of, well, sometimes the things that we ask for aren't the right things. It's hard to discern that. But I think it's important for us to remember that prayer in the end is ultimately about our relationship with God. About the worst thing that we can do as a Christian people is to be quiet and to be silent, just like we do sometimes with other people in our lives. We become upset and we close them off just by being silent. When we do that with our Lord, we cut ourselves off from the very source of our life. The call of prayer is a call to dialogue, whatever that means. To be able to say to the Lord what it is that we intend to say, but also to take time to listen to the Lord, thy kingdom come. And to begin with the experience of trying to be open to what it is that God brings to us. To be able to say what it is that I need, but also to be able to hear God's call in my life. I think I've found myself many times over the years in my dialogue with others and also wrestling in my own life that there's a need to kind of hold in tension my own experience of prayer and what it is that I desire, but also being able to listen. And so I can say at the same time, Lord, this is how I feel. This is why it hurts. This is why it's a struggle. This is why there's pain. This is why I'm angry. And at the same time, to be able to say, but I don't want to feel like that. I want to do what it is that you call me to do. And to be faithful in that. In the humble experience of simply being in dialogue with the Lord, of being committed to that even when I don't have words, of handing myself over and begging the Lord for what it is that I think that I need, and at the same time being humble enough to say, but you're God and I'm not. To stand in that experience of relationship with faithfulness, I think ultimately allows us to be a people who is faithful to our commitment to prayer. As hard as it is, as easy as it is, but that in the midst of that, to try to hold all of it together and simply be there, is what we are called to be as Christian people. To be there. Day after day, every single day, to place ourselves before the Lord, to leave what it is that we need and what it is that we desire before Him, but also to listen. And to be faithful to the call that God gives us. Amen.